Thanksgiving is the quintessential American holiday, a time to gather family and friends and give thanks for what we have. It's also a time that reminds us of another staple of life in the United States, the American dream. We're a nation of immigrants. Even the Mayflower descendants come from immigrant stock, and this country remains a destination for many seeking a better life. WHYY's Kimberly Haas met some of Philadelphia's newest residents when she attended a special Thanksgiving gathering.
New arrivals to the U.S. come from many countries and cultures, and they all can appreciate a warm welcome, plus a little help learning what this country and our city are all about. For nearly 100 years, the Nationalities Service Center, or NSC, has been helping immigrants and refugees navigate their new home.
We welcome the world to Philadelphia.
Executive Director Margaret O'Sullivan.
We serve over 5,000 immigrants and refugees a year from over 120 countries. Everything from refugee resettlement to legal services to ESL to a wide range of health and wellness programming for immigrants and refugees. We work with each refugee upon their arrival, those that are ready to enter the workforce. We help to get them ready in terms of English proficiency and acclimated to the American workplace.
Beyond those practicalities, for the past decade or so, the Nationalities Service Center has hosted a Thanksgiving celebration for their clients.
It's a way to memorialize their journey and to welcome them formally to this incredible American tradition.
Last Saturday, about 200 refugees and volunteers gathered at the Arch Street Methodist Church to enjoy a day of music, dancing, and socializing. When they sat down to a Thanksgiving dinner, the table included some familiar foods like samosas and falafel. But many of the diners were eager to try some new things.
Today I ate different foods about Thanksgiving.
Pascal Lubira came to Philadelphia earlier this year from the Democratic Republic of Congo by way of Uganda.
The food is very nice, and especially like turkey. Yeah, it's very nice. I like it.
As they celebrate side by side with other refugees and longtime Philadelphia residents, the newcomers seem to overcome some of the isolation immigrants can experience. Fuad Saknini came to the United States in July from his native Syria after spending 4 years in Thailand. He says he looks forward to ways of assimilating into American life.
It's very important to have friends who are Americans, not only Arab. So I'm trying to adapt with the culture, to adapt with the attitude of people here. So, yeah, I think I'm doing good with it.
To stretch its resources, the nonprofit NSC relies on partners in the business sector, companies looking for ways to give back and to provide volunteer opportunities for their staff. The servers at the Thanksgiving celebration came from WebLink, a Philadelphia-based tech company. Stacy Wynn Sarno is director of community engagement at WebLink.
We have fundraised for NSC to be able to present the meal. We help the caterer cook. We serve. We help provide entertainment, whatever we can to like make it a special event for all the newly arrived refugees.
The NSC clients come from a long roster of countries and cultures and with a wide range of backgrounds. They belie the image of the tired, poor, huddled masses welcomed by the Statue of Liberty. Executive Director Margaret O'Sullivan says they want employers to know about the skill sets many refugees bring with them.
Our refugees have done everything from farming, so a lot of them go into the agricultural sector. But we also have a significant amount that are coming with higher level skills. You know, war and conflict and ethnic strife really have no barriers in terms of the people that they impact. And we have a cadre of employers that over time have worked with us on hiring our refugees.
In the midst of their volunteer work for NSC, WebLink became one of those employers. Stacy Wynn Sarno.
Lots of people come through with all kinds of skills. Some of them had been forced from their homes who were attorneys or doctors or accountants or marketing people or technology people.
Abdul Bundu Kamara is in that last category. He left his native Sierra Leone, spent time in Ghana, and then arrived in Philadelphia earlier this year. He now applies his tech skills at WebLink.
While I'm a front-end developer, we really built the interface for a web page so that when you go to the website and the things that you see, we are the one that try to patch up those pieces so that they look good for you.
Having shared the joys of an American Thanksgiving with their clients, perhaps the next item the Nationalities Service Center needs to tackle is to introduce them to a real Philadelphia winter. Abdul Bundu Kumara says they've taken care of that, too.
Yes, I'm ready. Yeah, I've got a lot of gifts with coats. So now that I started to feel the cold, that I realized why the gifts were coming on with jackets. And I got a lot of jackets. And so it's good. I'm prepared for the winter.
Kimberly Haas, WHYY News.